Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Sahara Hotel. On the broadcast today, the president of the Sahara, Paul Hobson, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas, and I am delighted to welcome for the first time to the program Paul Hobson, and he is the president of the Sahara Hotel. Welcome, sir.
I'm happy to be here, Sam. Thanks for having me.
As people who are regular viewers and listeners to this program know, I am a big fan of Alex Morello, who owns the property and the Morello Group. Mm-hmm. They have done an incredible job in Reno over the last several years of boosting the Grand Sierra Resort. It now looks even more phenomenal than when Kirk Kerkorian opened it back in 1978. Mm-hmm. And when he bought the Sahara, it was called SLS when he took it over.
That's right.
But it's now taken on the great name of the Sahara again. And he is putting in the same kind of money and investment into this property. Would you describe some of the things that have occurred over the last couple of years in terms of investment into the property?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'm a big fan of Alex's as well. It's been a really fun period of time in my career to be able to work with somebody like that, you know, is sort of a throwback in a lot of ways to the Las Vegas owner that, you know, was the singular vision, the person at the property that was, you know, spurring things forward and manifesting what they saw in what the property should be and how we should conduct our business. So it's pretty fun to be with an organization that, you know, has one person as the driving force, and it's really sort of a contrast to a lot of the corporate properties. You know, the majority of the properties in Las Vegas, of course, are owned by two big companies, who in turn are going to be owned by one real estate company, and it doesn't really create that type of vibrant, you know, energy. The juice that you get for working with a more nimble, fast moving, singular purpose owner like Alex is.
When John Squaga passed recently, Phil Satre was on the program, and he talked about how that was one of the things that was missing in the corporate world, were people who could come up with different ideas and be very creative. John Oswaga, for example, had an orchestra on stage for the dinner show. Right. And then elephants that would come on the stage and perform their act. And then the major star would come on. And this was all just part of your regular dinner show. That kind of thinking doesn't exist in the corporate world. Alex comes from a whole different background where he looks at things and says, I'm going to make this happen. But what's interesting to me, too, is that he brings something that I don't think anybody else is really doing as well. And it's been kind of under the radar, but it's becoming more and more exposed as more media come to Nevada, which is his depth of reach into the Hispanic community by mm-hmm. ownership of TV and radio stations in LA. Mm-hmm. It's really phenomenal. How is that playing out for the Sahara? Because I know it's doing really well in Reno.
Well, it's definitely part of the calculus. You know, that Southern California is probably the biggest feeder market for Las Vegas, and especially in this environment. What we're able to attract right now through, you know, the pandemic and the challenges that has created for us as a market, it has really been that leisure customer. You know, those group of people that can come for the weekend and are coming for all the right reasons. You know, to enjoy the casino, the entertainment attractions, the restaurants. So to have that media presence in that market has been fantastic for us, and to have to be able to efficiently reach a group of people that you know are a little bit underserved, I think, in a lot of ways. In the you know sort of the demographic that you would typically see in Las Vegas has been very important for us. So there really is a lot of synergies between us and the media company and the people that the media company, you know, markets to regularly. To have a voice in that community is big for us, and you know, sort of dictates a lot of our forward thoughts on programming the property. You would ask some of the investments that we've made recently, and one of the major ones has been our Zillow Ultra Pool. It sits in the same place, you know, in the center of the property where the swimming pool sat, you know, when SLS operated the property. But you know, we scraped that feature entirely and built it to the standard that we wanted it to have. And you know, part of the thinking there is we'll be able to host shows and concerts, you know, in that venue, in addition to it being our regular resort pool, you know, that you'd see in a Las Vegas resort. It also has an ultra lounge attached to it, so it has an inside outside factor to it, and you know, even you know, when it's cold like it is today, we can still be in that ultra lounge doing things. So you know, the entertainment that we will program at that venue will have an element to it that you know is specifically speaking to that Hispanic Latino customer.
You know, I think it's been one of the greatest bizarre things to me over the years, and I've been looking at this for well over 30 years because part of my business is an advertising agency.
Okay.
Is the lack over those years of interaction between the Hispanic and Anglo communities in terms of business. That if you were watching Hispanic television, in Reno specifically, mm-hmm. You would see a lot of ads from casinos for people to come and work. But you weren't seeing ads for people to come and have dinner or come right. to a show or to
right.
gamble.
Right.
And I've always thought this is ridiculous because, you know, whatever community you're looking at, they have to buy houses, they have to buy cars, they mm-hmm. have to buy clothes, they have to buy laundry detergent, they have mm-hmm. to have entertainment. So why are you not taking those dollars and bringing them into your casinos? And Alex Morello has the opportunity because of these vast media holdings mm-hmm. to reach this incredible market. I mean, he's bought some classic radio stations that I remember from back in the 70s that were the top rock radio stations back in the
day. KLOS, right?
KDAY Santa Monica. Uh-huh. I mean, great radio stations and television stations. And, you know, I know from purchasing airtime here in Las Vegas for Hispanic television and radio, you're paying premium prices. It's an incredible market. So I think it's an amazing pipeline mm-hmm. To be able to bring that group into your properties. It's almost like you know, a hidden asset that people don't realize that you've got a secret weapon.
I think you're right in that respect, and you know, it reminds me of something that I heard in, you know, to paraphrase, that you know, demographics in a way are history that's already been written, and you know sort of what the population makeup is of Southern California and which communities are growing. And the same applies to Las Vegas. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that it's a vibrant, growing, thriving, more affluent over time, you know, community. And I suspect that it won't be a secret for very long.
Those are people that you want to be
talking to and telling them, you know, what you have that would appeal to them and what they're looking for.
One of the stars that you have in your property is Jose Andres, who is probably, I think, one of the most remarkable people, not just chefs, but remarkable people on the planet.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
What have been your interactions with him?
Well, because Bizarre Meats by Jose Andres is one of the greatest restaurants in the world, I would say, and because we happen to have him here as a partner, we have the ability to visit with him, you know, from time to time. And obviously, in addition to all his philanthropy, he still has a thriving business empire to run. And he was just here a couple of weeks ago, and you know, was looking in on the restaurant, checking in with the operation. Interestingly enough, that's a licensed operation. That's something that we execute. Everybody that is in that restaurant is an employee of Sahara, and they're overseen by a company called Think Food Group, which Jose Andres is the president CEO of. It, you know, he runs that. He's the creative force behind it. But, you know, so when he comes and he checks in with the chef, our chef, at our restaurant, it really is an exciting thing for us as an operation to host him. And he's also a very interesting guy, and I had the opportunity to have dinner with him and Mr. Morello about a year ago. And,
Boy, I'd like to be a fly on the wall for
well,
that one.
It was very animated and warm conversation that they have. Just like you were saying, you sort of have an affinity for Mr. Morello. You can see that they had an affinity for each other and really hit it off, you know, because of their shared background, you know, both driven businessmen trying to do exceptional things in their respective spaces. It was really fun.
And both of them coming from basically nothing.
Essentially, yes. I mean, before the camera came on, we were talking about, you know, people that dream, people that have vision, people that are looking to accomplish big things. And when those dreams meet some money, wonderful things can happen.
To say the least. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Paul Hobson of the Sahara Hotel after this.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Mendham is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenneth! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed,
UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan, we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Hobson. He's the president of the Sahara Hotel, which is where we are recording this program. And thank you for having us here.
Yeah, happy to host you and happy to be on the program.
So the North Strip was always looked down on for so long.
By who?
By some. And in fact, a lot of properties had, you know, problems because the North Strip did not have the foot traffic that it had. Mm-hmm. In other parts of the Strip. Mm-hmm. Now, with the expansion of the convention center, with the Fontainebleau, with Koch Industries money behind it, that is extremely likely. I would put that in the 99.9% is going to get done category. Uh-huh. And then in the mid-Strip, you've now got Hard Rock coming in, buying that property from MGM that was the Mirage. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the growth potential for the north portion of the Strip?
Well, I mean, I think that the thesis that's been in place for the last 10 years or so, still holds. And, you know, this is the future direction of growth of the Las Vegas Strip. I think it's taken longer for that to manifest than people expected, you know, given some of the challenges that have cropped up in that period of time. But, you know, we still have the greatest potential undeveloped strip lots, you know, unfinished properties. I think it was, you know, very exciting that Resorts World, you know, was able to come in and had the wherewithal to finish that project, and that, you know, extends us a little bit further to the north end here. And you know, we're certainly part of that story. And, you know, Alex's commitment to redeveloping this property and making it a world-class boutique resort with all these, you know, best-in-class features. We recently opened a restaurant called Chickies and Pete's, which is a East Coast brand from the Philadelphia area that, you know, is a sports bar and crab house that was named, you know, the best sports bar in North America by ESPN. We're their first West Coast operation. So that's a best-in-class sports bar at Sahara. We talked about Jose Andreas and Bizarre Meats. That is a best-in-class steakhouse at Sahara. We talked about Azillo Ultra Pool. That's like nothing else in Las Vegas. You don't know exactly what you would compare it to. It has a giant screen that covers, you know, the whole back of it, which we normally you'd be looking at the parking garage. This screen covers up the entire parking garage and can be used to show the Super Bowl sporting events or create atmosphere for a DJ on stage at night. And, you know, just you might say, oh, that's kind of like Stadium Swim at Circa, but it's kind of like it, but it's not it. It's much more to us. It's much more, you know, sort of impactful and meaningful. But the point that I'm getting at, you know, this is another best-in-class feature that you will find here at a property that might not be as large as, say, a Resorts World, but is every bit as impressive in terms of the quality that we're putting forward. So we're part of that development wave that's coming this way. And, you know, there the you mentioned the Koch industry coming in on what was once the Fontainebleau project. Then
who knows
sold
what it
is going to be the Drew, and is again, you know, looks like it's going to be called Fontainebleau, and you know, I see construction elevators, you know, moving up and down each day. There's more activity on that site. It's it's something that's going to happen, and that probably more than anything else, you know, from our point of view, will be what spurs, you know, the next wave of development here.
Because but it also gives you incredible foot traffic now.
Right. So you start creating that type of environment that you see on the center strip, where, you know, sort of the the whole is greater than the sum of the pieces, right?
And the other piece we have not mentioned so far is that Phil Ruffin purchased Circus Circus, which is across the way from here.
He did.
And that's 100 acres.
And
Mr. Ruffin loves land. You know, he is not going to be selling that land to any REIT anytime soon, believe me.
Right.
And so, you know, we really don't know what's going to be developed there. But Life is Beautiful, the festival, was on that acreage. And that was also a big boost when it occurred for this property.
Mm-hmm. I think originally MGM developed that as festival grounds for something called Rock in Rio. And, you know, they hosted it 1 year, brought a lot of traffic to this this area, right? And again, some of the challenges in the market, you know, forestalled them doing that again. Life is Beautiful actually takes place downtown in the that district, where they take several blocks and throw a similar festival. But this, you know, across the street from us, you know, sort of that blank space, that canvas. A lot of different people use it for different purposes, paint on it, you know, everything from Amazon Web Services, you know, hosted a citywide program over there, you know, earlier this month. But, you know, a month before that, there was a festival called Day in Vegas there, which, you know, was a lot of R&B hip hop acts that brought, you know, tens of thousands of people down this way. So, yeah, a market like ours kind of needs flexible space like that they can, you know, use for different large scale things. I would expect, though nobody is announced this or made any formal plans, that when the NFL draft is here in April of the coming year, that, you know, some of the program might be hosted there.
So, all right,
you know, things like that is good. I would like to see Mr. Ruffin develop it into a world class resort, or, you know, utilize that land and another developer to come in and do something special with it. And I think that, you know, that's certainly something that could happen in the future.
Yeah, I don't know if Phil Ruffin is going to give up any land unless people come in and offer him $1 billion more than he paid for it.
There was rumors that maybe the A's were interested in that.
Yes.
as a location, were they to move to the market.
He is a very smart man, and if there's money to be made, Phil Ruffin is the one I would put my money on. Let's take another break, we'll be right back. I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. Entertainment here at the Carson Valley Inn is extraordinary.
Yeah, super proud of the TJ's Corral, our outdoor venue, about 1,500 seats. We've had first-class entertainment out there. We've had Merle Haggard, we've had Chris Young, we've had Lee Bryce a couple times, we've had Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, who's in the Hall of Fame. We're real proud out there, and it's just a great time. Watch CarsonValleyInn.com and grab those tickets early. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Hobson. He is the president of the Sahara Hotel, which is where we are taping this interview. Can't let you go without talking to you about the announcement about the Super Bowl. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I wish we didn't have to wait until 2024 to host
answer.
It, right? But I also think that once we have one of these under our belt, that that a lot of people would like to see it hosted in Las Vegas every year, because no other market, no other community is built around hosting, 150,000 people, on any given weekend, and do it as, not effortlessly isn't the right word, but as
it
seamlessly
appears effortlessly.
As we do, right? I remember, sometime, maybe it was 15 years ago or something like that, Jacksonville hosted the Super Bowl. It's not a market that is ready to receive that many people with their, with the infrastructure that they have.
Let me throw a quick question at you. We've got about 45 seconds left. Marilyn Kirkpatrick was on the show, chair of the Clark County Commission. I asked her if she thought it would be like NFR, be a 10-night deal. She said it's more like a 20 to 30-night deal. You agree?
Yes, I do, because there's so much that goes into producing it, and so many different things that somebody has to come in and lay the rails for. So I do think that it is something that could drive a month's worth of business for sure.
Paul Hobson, thank you so much for doing this, and I hope you'll let us come back and talk some more.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.